This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Five more people in Florida have tested positive for exposure to anthrax. They are all employees of American Media, where a photo editor died last week from the inhaled form of the disease. Also today, the governor of Nevada confirmed a letter sent to a Microsoft office in Reno tested positive for anthrax. And in New York, the FBI continues its investigation into the case of an NBC employee who tested positive for exposure to anthrax. Joining us from Miami is NPR's Philip Davis, and from New York, NPR's Melissa Block. Philip, let's start with you. What is the American Media Company saying about its employees?
Well, a company spokesman just released the news that blood tests, which are more accurate than nasal swabs, which only reveal the presence of microbes in the nose, have revealed that five more employees have been exposed to anthrax bacteria. Now, that brings the total number to eight employees at American Media that have been exposed to the bacteria. And federal law enforcement and health investigators have not officially commented on the news, but it looks like now that the total number of people who have come into contact with the bacteria are eight. One person, as you know, a photo editor at the tabloid publisher, a guy named Bob Stevens, died of anthrax on October 5th. And this week, two other employees who worked in the mailroom where anthrax has been found also tested positive for anthrax exposure. But the company said they were just notified of the latest exposures this afternoon, and they have not said where in the building the additional five employees worked.
And so these employees who have been exposed are taking this antibiotic called Cipro, right?
Exactly. State health authorities say that the chances that employees who might have been exposed to anthrax at the company, the chances that they'll get sick are actually going down if they continue taking their antibiotic, which is Cipro. At the beginning of this incident, all the employees at American Media were tested and also given an initial course of the antibiotic Cipro, and now will likely continue to take it for its full 60-day run.
Now, Melissa, we also have word today of an envelope in Nevada testing positive. What more do we know about that incident?
This was a letter that originated in Nevada at the offices of Microsoft Licensing in Reno. They had sent a check to a vendor in Malaysia. That envelope was returned, and it apparently did not look right. It appeared to have been opened, moistened, and dried out. The check was still inside, and so were pornographic pictures. Now, one of those pornographic pictures has now tested positive for anthrax in two out of three tests. Further testing is going to be done. Microsoft says five employees and also one family member of an employee have been tested, and those results should be available Sunday. They do say that no one has yet become ill.
And what else do we know, do investigators know about the letter that infected at least one employee at NBC News?
This was a letter we learned today that was postmarked September 18th from Trenton, New Jersey, addressed to Tom Brokaw. It contained a threat and a brown granular substance. Now, Tom Brokaw's assistant who opened that letter has developed cutaneous anthrax. That's an infection of the skin. She's being treated with antibiotics and is expected to recover fully. The health department here is also now saying that they're investigating a second possible case of cutaneous anthrax, also at NBC News, of another employee who handled that same letter. Tests are underway to see whether that employee has also contracted anthrax, and the results are not in yet.
And we should also say that cutaneous anthrax and respiratory anthrax are not the same thing.
Right, and cutaneous anthrax is far more treatable than the inhaled form.
Now, up until today, the source of the NBC News infection had been a mystery because there was an earlier letter that tested negative for anthrax. Now, what about that letter?
That was a letter from St. Petersburg, Florida, that contained a white powder, also opened by this same assistant to Tom Brokaw, that did test negative. Other letters sent from St. Petersburg, Florida, to the New York Times and the St. Petersburg Times, very similar handwriting, also contained white powder. Those letters have all tested negative as well.
And very quickly, what's the atmosphere in New York City and Miami? Are people hoarding antibiotics?
They definitely are. I talked to a number of pharmacies today that said they'd had a run on people asking for Cipro. One pharmacist told me that where ordinarily he would fill 20 prescriptions, yesterday he filled 300, even though health officials are asking doctors to resist the pressure of patients who are asking for these drugs.
And Philip in Florida?
Yeah, you have the same kind of situation down here, especially in Palm Beach County and Boca Raton. There has been a run on CPRO. There's been an increase of people trying to order it over the internet. But again, officials here are stressing that the bacteria has been found only in this one building, and they don't recommend people taking antibiotics at this point unless they were in the American Media building.
Okay, NPR's Philip Davis in Florida and Melissa Block in New York. Thank you.